Blog Talk Radio.
We're starting off this particular Sunday with Ivy Benson and her all-girl orchestra. So that's all women back in the 1930s doing an instrumental piece called Not So Quiet. And here we are. I want to welcome you today to Rock This Town Radio. And my name is Carl. And we're going to be doing songs from female singers in honor of Women's History Month. From the 1920s to the 1950s. And then next week, I will be back with girl groups of the 50s and 60s. Also, Rachel is going to be presenting a series of four shows, Punks and Poetesses, which is more off of her style and knowledge of particular artists. But today, I thought, since we started with an instrumental, we'd start again with one of the great songs and well-known renditions of it. This is Misty, and this is Sarah Vaughan, one of the greatest singers of the era of the 1940s and 50s. So this is Sarah Vaughan, Misty.
I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way and a thousand miles in. I feel the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on. but I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Younger listeners, you know, you're listening to your great-grandparents' music, okay? Music's from the 30s, 40s, and maybe even your great-great-parents' grandparents. But for me, this was my folk music that they grew up with in the 40s. And I didn't really get a great appreciation of it until much later. And I'm hoping that today's show will introduce you to some other styles of music that basically us rock and rollers and punks don't listen to. So we're going to continue on with a singer by the name of Keeley Smith. Now, TC and I did a show a while back called Louie, Louie, Louie. And one of those Louis was Louie Prima. And Keeley Smith was his wife and also a singer. And this is Let Me Call You Sweetheart. And this was recorded on the Ed Sullivan Show, as a couple of these are. So we're going to let you listen to this one. This is Keeley Smith, Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
TC rocking out to that because he loved the old swing music, and particularly with the swing big Voodoo Daddy and such in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that he loved so much. So he really did like Keeley Smith, and she swings on that one. So we're going to continue, and we're going to go another standard here. This is Doris Day. I prefer the Sly and the Family Stone version of this, which was at the end of Heathers, the movie. But you got to say it's the original, and this is K. Sarah Sarah.
what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. What will be, when I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. What will be, now I have children of my own, they ask their mother, what will I be, will I be handsome, will I be rich, I tell them tenderly, que será, será.
For those of you that are running from the room screaming at that song, let's just say many of the songs today are relatively short, so you shouldn't have a problem surviving 2 minutes of Doris Day, okay? I'm just saying. So we're going to continue on with one of my favorite singers, and she probably will be featured in another show, primarily known as a blues singer. And an R&B singer, Ruth Brown, really hit the mainstream in the 50s with some great R&B tunes. But she also did some classic tunes also. And this is her version of a song from an opera, of course, and that's Porgy and Bess from George Gershwin. This has been redone by many, many people, including Janis Joplin. And Big Brother and the Holding Company and several others. And of course, I'm talking about the standard Summertime. And this is Ruth Brown.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping. And the cotton grows high. Oh, your mammy's rich, and your pappy's good looking. So you hush, little baby, now don't you cry. 'Cause one of these mornings you're gonna rise up for singing. You're gonna spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. But until that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you. With your mammy and pappy standing by. Summertime, summertime, and the living is so, so easy. The fishes jump, and the cotton grows so high. I tell you, your mammy's rich, and your pappy's oh so good looking. So hush, little baby, now don't you cry. Yes, one of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing or swinging. Take your choice, spread your wings, and you'll have to try the sky. Oh, but until that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you. Not with your mammy and your pappy both standing by. Summertime, 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 the living is awfully easy. The fishes, they jump, yes they do, and cotton grows high. I tell you, your mammy, she's rich, and your pappy looks just like Harry Belly
bomb came. So hush, little baby, now don't you cry. Summertime, 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 summertime.
Again, also done on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's a great friggin' version, and that just swings like a son of a gun. Now, we're going to be moving back to the 1920s, and I'm going to give you two songs. Actually, I'm going to give you three songs and sort of give a different feel of what was happening in the 20s. This first one is by a vaudeville performer by the name of Jane Green. I don't know much about her. But I do know that she put out 30 sides in the 1920s. She was a very well-known vaudeville singer. And this is Honey Bunch. Jane Green. We're going to move on here with a singer from New Orleans, and her name is Ma Rainey. I had a chance when I was very, very young to go to Preservation Hall. Now, she had passed way before that, but we got an album from the Preservation Hall with her singing, and I was just enamored, and this was when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and I'm 66 now, so you can figure it out. This, actually, we're going to go Bessie Smith first. Okay, sorry, we'll hit Ma Rainey next. And this is St. Louis Blues by Bessie Smith, one of the great singers from the 1920s, blues singer. Here we go.
Hey.
And that, of course, was Bessie Smith. Okay, so now we're getting to Ma Rainey. And one thing I have to say is the name of this song is Black Bottom, or also known as Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Yes, you can go there. Absolutely, you can go there. One of the dirty songs I'm playing today. And that's this Ma Rainey and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Are you ready, man? Ah, boy, I'm gonna show you the best. Ma Rainey's gonna show you her black bottom. Way down in South in Alabama, I got a friend to call Samson Sammy, who's crazy about all the ladies dancing. Black bottom stomp and the new baby fencing. The other night at a fella fair, soon as the boys found out that I was there, he said, come on, Lord, let's go to the cabaret. Well, that there you ought to hear me say, for to see the dance you call the black bottom, I want to learn that dance. Oh, to see the dance you call your big black bottom, they put the end of that. All the boys in the neighborhood, they say your black bottom is really good. Come on and show me your black bottom. I wanna learn that dance. I wanna see the dance of all the black bottom. I wanna learn that dance. Come on and show the dance you call your big black bottom. And put the in my bag. Early last morning, about the break of day, Grandpa told my grandmother, hear him say, oh, yeah, and he told the old man, your black bottom, I want to learn that dance. Now I'm going to show you my black bottom. They tell you see that dance. They done tell you see me do my big black bottom. They put the end of that. Oh, do it, Ma. Do it, honey. Look out now, Ma. You're getting kind of rough there.
Yeah, she's going to show you her big black bottom. Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely double entendres and sexual things going on in the 20s, if you didn't believe it. And we got another confirmation of that with our next song. Now, I was in New York in the 80s working at Carl Fisher, and right in that area, I'd get paid, and every so often I would go to this little bar. I can't remember the name of it. But I would get a cheeseburger and fries and a beer and wait for the 7 o'clock show from this old blues singer who was in her 80s at the time, Alberta Hunter. And I actually got to speak to her once or twice in between sets. But we're going to do an Alberta Hunter tune that was recorded in the 20s. And if you think Ma Rainey's Black Bottom was a little risque, let's talk about Alberta Hunter's Handyman.
Now, whoever said a good man was hard to find, positively, absolutely sure was blind. Because I just found the best man that ever was, and here's just a few of the things that he does. Ow. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, and he strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handy man. creams my wheat, heats my heater, and he chops my meat. He's a man, my man. He's such a handy man. I don't care if you believe it or not, he's a mighty nice man to have around. Cause when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, that man of mine's got a scheme, and honey, it's amazing the way he handles my machine. My man is such a handy man. Oh, and there's a mess out. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handy man. And do you know, sometimes he's up way before dawn, busy cleaning the rough edges off my lawn. My man is such a handy man. Now he never has a single word to say while he's working hard, poor soul. And I'd give anything if you could see the way he handles my front yard. Now my ice never gets a chance to melt away, cause he sees that I get a nice fresh piece every day. My man is such a handyman.
Forgive me, I'm fighting sinus down here in Memphis, so forgive me on that. And of course, that's a great Alberta Hunter, and it's a wonderful, wonderful song called Handyman. Now we're going to go into the 40s now, and we're going to focus on more popular songs that were at the time. We're going to start with the Boswell Singers, who were a very well-known group in the 30s and 40s, and maybe not as well-known as the Andrews Sisters, but still recorded several Mercury sides, including like about 50 or 60 of them. And this is probably one of their best-known songs, the Boswell Singers, Sisters, excuse me, and Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly see. And I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together, dance cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. The cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach a higher peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh,
the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly see, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, darling, I'm in heaven when I'm out with you. I'm in heaven when I'm dancing with you. My heart beats so that I can't see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, honey, I'm in heaven when you're by my side. When we're out together, I'm so satisfied. You just appear like a gambler's leap when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. I love to climb a mountain and reach the peak. It doesn't thrill me like dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, heaven, I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly see, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
And that's the Boswell Sisters. So we're going to move on to a singer by the name of Joe Stafford. Joe did several sides for Victor and also for, I'm trying to think, don't have it written out, but she did record for Victor numerous sides. And this is Joe Stafford, and you'll know this song too. This is Jambalaya. And yeah, not exactly Cajun, I'm just letting you know. Way too whitewashed, but hey, it's still a good tune.
Gotta go for the Piro down the bio. Oh, my John, the sweetest one, me, oh, my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, belly gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle and me, oh. Pick guitar, fill through jar, and be gay, oh.
Kinfolk come to see my John by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hog wild, me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie, till they come home. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle and me, oh.
Jumbo.
Personally, that doesn't sound like New Orleans. It sounds more like a Western tune. Blazing Saddles. No, not that, but you understand. So anyway, we're going to move on to there to one of the big names in female vocalists in the 40s and 50s. This is Patti Page. Now, this particular song that I picked is also the name of a movie, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, which was done in the 60s, and the title was basically just stolen. The song has nothing to do with the movie, but still I like the idea of Patti Page killing, like, her nephew. You know, just, you know, that's me. Anyway, this is Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte by Patti Page.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies. Oh, hold him, darling, please hold him tight, and brush the tear from your eye. You weep because you had a dream last night. You dream that he said goodbye. He held two roses within his hand, two roses he gave to you. The red rose tells you of his passion, the white rose his love so true. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies. And every night after he shall die, yes, every night when he's gone, the wind will sing to you this lullaby. Sweet Charlotte was loved by John. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies.
So that was Patti Page, and if you fell asleep, I'm going to wake you up now. Because we're going to go to one of the great female singers from the 50s, early rock and roll. Now, this is a little different than people like Etta James and such, because Connie, of course, this is Connie Francis. And she was Caucasian, and, of course, you know, it was the, you know, sort of like happy, happy music from the time. But I kind of like this song. And this was one of her big hits. This is Connie Francis and Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid,
That was fun. Okay, that's a fun little tune. Okay, now I'm a record collector, and I would collect all sorts of 45s and 78s. And there was a particular label that I did not like, and that was Coral Records. That was one of the things where you had the Lawrence Welk, early Lawrence Welk, and Guy Lombardo, and all this stuff. Well, they had a singer. And I got a player because she was a million-dollar seller on this song. Oh, good Lord. We're going to go with Teresa Brewer, Music, Music, Music. And I'm apologizing right now for this. Okay, it's all my fault. You know, I hope TC kicks me in the ass from heaven, okay, because I deserve it for this. Music, Music, Music by Teresa Brewer.
All I want is fitting you.
dum dee dum dee dum dee dum. Dum song, dum song, dum song, dum. Dum song, dum song, dum song, dum song. Mucus, mucus, mucus. Yeah. I'm going to give you two in a row, folks, okay? Sorry. You can, you know, give me a call. Tell me how terrible I am. I don't care. And by the way, the number is 657-383-0397. So this next one is by a singer who's probably best known because her son is a giant music movie star. Of course, that would be George Clooney. But his mom was Rosemary Clooney. She was a very popular singer in the 40s and 50s and early 60s. We're doing one of her songs, which was one of her big songs. You know, we talk about how songs reflect the times and that sort of thing. Well, this one is so bad toward Italian immigrants and such. You know, I hesitated. No, I didn't hesitate to play this because I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, they were insensitive back in the 40s too, okay? So this is a song by Rosemary Clooney, Mambo Italiano.
A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Mambo Italiano, eh hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a, hey, Mambo, don't want a Tarantella, eh hey, Mambo, no more the mozzarella, eh hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccalà, and a, hey, Goomba, I love how you dance the rumba. But take some of the advice, Faisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, shake it like a Giovanni. Hey, look, as a ditch, you get a happy in the feet. So when you mambo Italiano. Shake it cause I love her when you take a me. Mama say you stop or I'm gonna tell her papa and I hate Jadrul. You don't have to go to school. Just make a weed of beat a bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you're gonna lookin' but you don't know it's cooking till you hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, oh, 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 you mixed up Siciliana, it's so delicious, everybody come capisce how to mambo Italiano. That's nice.
I think I had a headache. Oh, well, you know. That's the way it is back in the 40s and 50s. But now we're going to go to a couple great songs from that period. The first one we're going to do is Walking After Midnight. And this is Patsy Cline. This is the only country singer I have on today. And I will be doing more with that in the 60s because we've got some great ones in the 60s. But Patsy Cline, best known probably for her song Crazy. But this is a great song. And it was a big seller for her. And this is Walking After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight,
Great song by Patsy Cline. Kids, I love that song. I love that song. Got a nice swing to it. And just, it's not as country as you think it is because it does definitely have a swing to it. And this is back in the 50s. So we're going to move on to a song that is very, very iconic for its singer. Now, she's not the first one to do this song. This was written and recorded by Little Willie John back in 1952. This is 1956. And this is Peggy Lee doing Fever. And boy, do I have a fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn."
Boy, that song swings. That just swings. Definitely check out the version by Little Willie John. Also, Kita Rivera was on The Muppet Show and did this song, and they did this whole thing with Animal, and it's friggin' hysterical. You need to check out that one, too. It's a lot of fun. It's a great song. So we got to go and visit probably one of the most iconic girl groups of the 40s. You have to listen to the Andrews Sisters. We're talking about female singers from this era. And we're going to do one of their best known ones. And that's going to be "Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree."
I wrote my mother.
Just want to point out, you got female singers talking about coming to Mark's home, and that's during the war, of course, World War II. So you had women in the forces, basically, more USO and things like that, but you definitely had women in the forces, and they did this, particularly the Andrews sisters did this for a movie, and it was part of the USO entertainment. But still, you know, I find it interesting, you know, that, you know, there's that displacement there a little bit. Now, we're going to move on to a song that I was introduced to by Joni Mitchell off her Court and Spark album. Now, I'm not a Joni Mitchell fan, but I heard this song, and I friggin' loved it because it is so bizarre. And I did this song without knowing who originally sang the song. I did this song during my coffee house days. And I absolutely love this song, and I used to get a lot of laughs out of it. And luckily, not being a great singer, this particular song, since it's so jazz-oriented, you know, I could just do rhythm and that sort of thing and not even try to hit some of the notes that our singer Annie Ross does. So Annie Ross recorded this particular tune, which was then redone by Joni Mitchell in 1952. And I'm talking about the great jazz tune and twisted humor tune. And, of course, Twisted. Yeah, that's the name of the song, Twisted. 1952 on the Prestige label by Annie Ross.
That I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no, my analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, me out of my mind, and he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, I knew I was a genius. What's so strange if you know that you're a wizard of three? I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all after day, Graham Bell. They all after Edison and also an Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it wasn't safe, so just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no, my analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, your doctor, I think that it's you instead, cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have a laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two, and you know two heads are better than one.
When I did that song back in the 70s, I had a carved pumpkin head that I would pull out at that last line. And you know two heads are better than one. Of course, I can't for this thing worth a damn, not like her. But still, I got to laugh. So that's Annie Ross. We're going to move on to some of the more standard black female singers of the time. And we're going to start with Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington was a crossover artist. there were songs that other people did, particularly Etta James and The Wallflower, which he redid in a more sanitized version called Dance With Me, Henry. Yet, Dinah Washington had a wonderful voice, was a great, smooth jazz singer. So we're going to do one of her songs, and That's All I Want by Dinah Washington.
Our little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes, that's all I want from you. Ah, sunny day, with hopes up to the sky, a kiss and no goodbye, that's all I want from you. Don't let me down, oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you always get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes, that's all I want from you.
So we're going to move on, and we're going to go to Della Reese. Della is probably best known for a couple of her film roles, particularly in Harlem Nights, the Eddie Murphy film. But she was a great singer, and this is Sentimental Journey, one of the standards, of course, and this is a great tune. So this is Sentimental Journey.
Going home,
gonna take the sentimental journey to sentimental
I got my bag.
Got my bag.
Got the reservation.
Spent each dime I could afford.
Just like a child in wild anticipation.
Long to hear that all aboard. Seven.
Seven.
That's the time we leave at seven.
Oh, I'll be waiting up for heaven.
Counting every mile of
railroad track
that
takes me back.
Never thought my heart could be so yearning.
Oh, why?
Why did I decide to roam?
From home.
Gotta take this sentimental journey.
Ooh.
Sentimental journey home. Sentimental
journey home.
Yeah, that's just incredible. Della Reese. And I'm sorry, I don't know who the male singer was. I couldn't locate him. Not within the notes. Bass voice there too. So we're gonna go on to someone may not be as well known as she should be. But in many, many ways she is considered the godmother of rock and roll. And she was known primarily for gospel music, but she also did some rock music too, or early R&B. And this is a song by Sister Rosetta Sharp. And yes, that is her playing the guitar on this. This is called Rock Me. Behind her, and this is Sister Rosetta Sharp, is Lucky Millinder's orchestra. He was a great band leader and one of the few all-black dance bands and 40s bands as opposed to rhythm and blues. And I find it very interesting that they paired up on that particular tune. Now, we're ending up here. We've got three more songs to do. And there's someone we have not mentioned yet, and that would be Lena Horne. Lena Horne, a great singer. I remember seeing her in the 60s and 70s on various shows, Ed Sullivan and Sonny and Cher and such. Great, great singer. This is a wonderful version of The Lady is a Tramp, and boy, does this one swing. So enjoy this one. This is Lena Horne.
Wined and dined on Mulligan stew, and never asked for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and grifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Coward. But social circles spin too fast for me. My hobohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I love the theater, but I never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Don't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. No, that's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, that's all. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I get the columns and I read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like a prize fight when it's not a fake.
Behind that, it's just incredible. That's actually from the Ed Sullivan Show back in the 60s, and you can find the YouTube video. That woman just prances around. She just moves. It is amazing video and a testament to Miss Lena Horne. Okay, so we have two more songs, and we're going to do a song by a jazz artist. And I'm not talking Etta James here, okay? Etta James did, of course, numerous songs at last and such. This is not Etta James. This is Etta Jones. Etta Jones was a jazz singer, very popular in the 50s. Again, on the Prestige label, which was one of the great jazz labels in the 50s. And this is a really good song. She's not well known, I think, by most standards, you know, certainly not by, you know, younger audiences. But I remember hearing a couple of the 78s I had and was just really pleased. So I looked for a particular song first. And this is If I Had You by Etta Jones.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while.
I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert,
okay,
if I had you by my side. I could be a queen beyond crowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned.
Yeah.
There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Understand every word. That's Etta Jones. And if you're not familiar with her, please check her out. She's a wonderful singer. Wonderful singer. And love her very, very much. Now, actually, we have two more songs to go. And how could I forget? Well, of course, I didn't. But how could I forget, like, the most iconic singer of the standard era? And jazz singer. And, of course, if I had forgotten this singer, Rachel would basically pummel me into submission. And, of course, I'm talking about Billie Holiday. And we're going to do one of my favorite songs. This song was actually introduced to me by Blood, Sweat, and Tears in the 60s because I had the album, their first album. And it's a great standard, and it's a wonderful song, and it is one of her signature songs. We're talking Billie Holiday and God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it's will make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
The inimitable Billie Holiday, God Bless the Child. So before we end this up with our last song, I thought we'd do a little bit of housekeeping. Tuesday, Vicki Love is going to be back with us, with me on Deviant Legion, and we're going to be doing the second episode of Authors Meet Hollywood, and we'll be focusing on Philip K. Dick. And that, one of my favorite authors, also one of Vicki's favorite author. So we're going to do that Tuesday. On Wednesday, I will be over at KSDAD Radio with Stephen Ronquillo, and we're going to do a double feature of Ida Lupino films for Women's History Month. And we're going to be doing that on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we have Charles Lincoln, film director and podcast person, who I met at the Chaka Go Go Festival. Film festival back in the summer, and he's going to be coming on with his podcast partner, and we're going to talk, you know, what they do, what we do, and just sort of have a good conversation on Thursday. Then on next Sunday, and it will be at our regular time at 8 instead of doing it now. I do apologize for today, but we have a special birthday party that I have to attend to tonight, so we're recording this early. Next week, we will be doing girl groups of the 50s and 60s, continuing our theme on Women's History Month and music and everything that we do on Rock This Town Radio. I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight, and we're going to finish up with a song by Vera Lynn. She was a British singer. And this particular song was used in the end credits of Dr. Strangelove, and it was very, very appropriate then. I think it's very appropriate now. And, of course, that song is We'll Meet Again by Vera Lynn. Good night, everyone.
We'll meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but
next
I
Friday,
know
next Sunday,
we'll meet again.
That's when.
Some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
name is
so
Melody.
So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We meet again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Sunday.